The Application Security Advisory Board was really put together to help determine the optimum steps that security education certification organizations like ISC Squared can take to ensure that software is developed, implemented, maintained, and disposed of in a more secure fashion.
Why is that important, and what is it that the board is doing that others haven't been able to step up and do quite yet?
Well, there are a lot of folks in the community, both in the security practitioner community and in the consumer base, that believe that security vulnerabilities in software, particularly at the application level, represent a significant and unresolved risk to organizations and their customers, and it also places an increased burden on IT and security teams worldwide. And so what the board's looking to do is to really shift some of the discussion around this space and serve as a conduit to influencers in the software community, from acquisition specialists and product development managers, of course also to developers as well, to provide deeper insights into the needs of these professionals involved in the entire software development lifecycle and recommend ways to create awareness about the problem of insecure software and how to mitigate some of these vulnerabilities.
How does it work logistically?
So the mission of ISC Squared involves education, and one of the things that they've done recently, a little over a year ago, is launch the Certified Secure Software Lifecycle Professional. And that's a education and certification program that will convey upon people the optimum security practices, policies, and procedures that can be implemented within an organization across their system development lifecycle, and can even be expanded beyond that, can be applied to the interrelationship between system development lifecycles across the entire software supply chain.
I know that it's an education process, but would there be sort of a good housekeeping seal of approval that you would be able to stamp on different software as it's released?
At this point in time, that's not the direction that the board is going in. We're really looking at training and education and raising awareness, and there's kind of two factors to that. The first is raising the bar for security in the developer community and in the software community. And the second is expanding the conversation beyond that bubble to reach other elements of the software development lifecycle, folks like acquisition professionals who are putting the requirements together or driving the contracts around software development, and folks like program and product development managers who actually oversee the operations when it comes to developing and deploying the software. So it's both raising the bar from the security community and then expanding the conversation beyond the security community to reach these other critical elements in the software development lifecycle.
Wow, so you're not even to the point where you would be able to put your stamp of approval on something. I mean, you really are having to go back to square one, the basics, education.
In many ways, that's the position we're in today.
We're talking with Hart Rossman. He is a member of the ISC Squared Application Security Board. Why haven't we thought of this before?
It's not that we haven't thought of it before, and this is actually one of the reasons I'm personally excited about this space and being able to work with the board, is that this takes us out of the realm of compliance, of checklists, or, you know, into a space where we can focus on the intersection between people and technology. It's a complex space. It's the kind of solution set that requires ecosystems to address. And so it's not like you can just flip a switch or, you know, turn a knob and now we know you've got secure software. This is really driven by the complex interrelationship between people, the technology they build, and then the technology they deploy and operate. And so it's a system of systems. It's an ecosystem in many ways. And it's a tough problem to address. And so although it's been discussed for decades, software has continually evolved, has become more complex, and is turning up in places I don't think anybody ever predicted. Right? We've got software in cars. We've got software in elevators. We've got software in refrigerators, for goodness sake. And so when you look at the need to secure it in all of those domains, some of which have public health and safety at its core, and others just provide value add to your life, it's certainly more than just saying if you write a piece of code in a certain way, every single time it will always be secure. It's far more complex than that. And as we have more complex applications of software, the need for this kind of discussion and dialogue and education, and in some cases re-education, is really going to be a driving factor to our success.
What comes next for you? What are some of the issues, the agenda that you have in the coming months and even in the coming year?
Well, the board was newly formed. We had our first meeting just a few weeks ago. And so the first thing we're looking to do is partner with a number of outstanding software development organizations and software engineering organizations to, again, be able to not just raise the bar within our security community, but to take it outside the traditional security community and begin to have these discussions and develop some of these best practices and educational approaches with some of these other folks in the room. The other thing we're looking to do is expand the number of certified secure software lifecycle professionals that are out there, certainly in the federal community, but also in industry as well. And that I'll reiterate, isn't just for software developers. Acquisition professionals, program managers, product developers will all see something for themselves in the CSSLP and will derive a tremendous amount of benefit for themselves as well as the other folks they interact with in the software development process by becoming CSSLPs.